It's Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound.
Hey there, my name is Laurel Lewis, and this first song is called Room Without a View. I wrote this with my friend Rodney Crowell, and this is a song from the perspective and point of view from a bartender who met a young man named Charlie and saw his downfall. He said his name was Charlie, his father's only son. I'd known him since the very day that he turned 21. He climbed up on that bar stool as if to make a point. He said, just keep them coming till it's time to close this joint. Third stool from the left is where he camped out every night. Stack of quarters for the jukebox and a pack of Camelites. When young men chase the golden glow that comes with that first hit, you let him go, cause then you know he's never gonna quit. He said it's hard to be a cowboy in a city without stars. There's no room to rope and wrangle in these windy city bars. When you wind up in the drunk tank like I so often do, it's hard to see the future from a room without a view. For me, pour me another. Death by misadventure in the dark before the dawn. Nobody ever figured out exactly what went wrong. When you're feeling around for answers, it's hard to get a grip. Somebody said they found him with a 6 month sober chip. I remember he once told me he was blue blood to the core. I said I didn't doubt it as he staggered out the door. If you've ever seen a young man growing old before your eyes, it'll make you want to quit this job before the next one dies. He said it's hard to be a has-been when you've never been at all. There's no great expectations in the land. Last call, face down on a flop house floor, won't make much sense to you, but you don't have to face the future from a room without a view. For me, pour me another, pour me. Pour me another.
It's Laurel Lewis here on Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Really, really happy to have you here.
Yeah.
We've got Jamie Gaddis in the studio here, too. Some family support.
Yeah.
And, of course, our hound, it's Davis here, keeping us company as well. So it's going to be a fun session today.
Yeah.
So I'd love to get us started. Are you from London, Kentucky?
I am.
Yeah, you're right there in Laurel County.
Yeah.
And I know you've been singing for a long, long, long time. And you started out with piano, is that right?
I did, yeah. So piano when I was 4 and quickly moved on to violin when I was like 7 or 8, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then guitar when I was 10, which is where I really found my footing. And I think that's where I belong.
Well, you could do a whole band by yourself with all that.
I could try. It's been a minute since I've played the violin.
And you've been playing ever since, and you've been making music and writing for a long, long time as well, right? You released your first album at just 13, is that right?
14. Yes, that was my first album. Yeah, I started writing songs when I was 12, just as a way to express my frustrations and my anxiety and some mental health issues that I was going through. I just didn't know what exactly was wrong with me. So I was like, okay, I'm going to sit down. I'm going to write some stuff. So that's kind of how that started. And then it turned into, hey,
I like this. I'm going to keep doing this. Yeah. You know, and I can play guitar and I can figure this out. Mm-hmm. So then, yeah, I got in the studio with a guy named Ken Holbrook, who is based in Lexington, Kentucky. Amazing person, amazing teacher, good friend. And he was like, yeah, let's do an album. So that first album came out when I was 14.
Wow. And how do you feel looking back on that album now?
You know, I've changed a lot in my songwriting and just my style, because that was a very jazzy album. Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on with the jazz and the blues. It was absolutely amazing. Some amazing players on there. But I'm glad to continue, you know, to be working on my art mm-hmm. and moving forward with things. But I'm still very proud of that album.
Absolutely. And I do have another question.
For sure.
Your name is Madison, and I know you're from Laurel County, so Laurel comes along with that. But what does Laurel County mean to you, and why is that something that you decided to keep with you in your musical journey?
I mean, there's a couple reasons. You know, being an East Kentucky girl, I'm so proud to be from here. I love where I'm from. And there was a lot of great and a lot of terrible things that came out of where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And Laurel is a beautiful name, and I'm proud to be Laurel Lewis. I'm proud to be Madison Lewis, too. Mm-hmm. But Laurel, I thought, was a very beautiful stage name to represent that area well.
Absolutely.
And I just, yeah, it means a lot.
So it's Laurel Lewis here on Fiddlin' Around on 96.1 The Hound. And we've got some more tunes for you, so hang tight and let's keep her going.
So this next song was a song that I wrote when I believe I was 17, 18, around that age. And I just, it's called Imaginary Lover. It's on my record that came out on August 2nd. And it's definitely one of my favorites. Really, the best way to describe it is just, I look at the choruses, you don't need a drinking buddy with an imaginary lover. You don't need a shopping buddy with an imaginary lover. This woman is obviously struggling and dealing with some things in her life and just thinks, hey, this will work for the time being. So this is Imaginary Lover. So many times I wonder why I bother showing up. Maybe I ain't got the end, but by now you would think I should have guessed. But since I don't seem to care, I'll tell you what I honestly suggest. It's easier to numb the hurt from one girl to another. Put yourself out there, and in time you find it's true. An imaginary lover buys you drinks and lets you go on being you. Usually by this time of day, I'm purchasing whatever I can get. Maxing out my credit cards on clothes and shoes that do not even fit. It's not much but living this way. Each your pockets from the inside out. Little things like pawn shop rings make me feel like the talk of this whole town. You don't need a shopping buddy with an imaginary lover. It gets easier to numb the hurt from one girl to another. Put yourself out there, and in time you find it's true. An imaginary lover holds your bags and lets you go on. You've got a chance
and I probably won't change a thing, but yet I still believe in imaginary lovers meant for you, and there's one sure to mend for me.
It's Laura Lewis on Fiddling Around. I want to talk about what home has meant to your music. Do you feel anything special about just being from Kentucky, especially having moved to Nashville now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's hard to talk about sometimes, you know, where I'm from, because there's a lot of trauma associated with that, to be fully honest.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of close up and tense up. I'm like, oh, what do I say that's totally not too revealing and not too personal? Because at the end of the day, I am okay now.
Yeah.
I'm good.
You talk, I think, in your bio about how your lyrics are universal yet specific.
Yeah.
So anyone can relate to feeling lost or having grief like that. And it doesn't matter if you grew up in the holler or in New York City or wherever, you can relate to that in some way.
Right. Yeah. I don't try to exclude anyone from my music.
Mm-mm.
Never. Because I want anyone to be able to go to the streaming platform or buy a physical copy and be like, hey, I kind of get what she's saying, even though I'm not her. That's always what I look for in a songwriter as well. You know, I'm like, oh, I get this. Like, mm-hmm. I get what you're telling me.
Yeah.
And whether it's a good thing you relate or a bad thing you relate, you're welcome here.
You're there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And now, how long have you lived in Nashville now?
I have lived in Nashville since December of 2019.
Wow.
So I guess almost 5 years.
Oh my goodness. What prompted the big move?
I was going to Nashville quite often, I found myself. And I love Nashville. Mm-hmm. I love being there. But I love home here as well, because my parents ended up going with me to Nashville.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they ended up going, but they moved back. So they're in London again. It was cool having them there.
Yeah.
Because I moved there young. Still am young, but moved there even younger.
Yeah, for sure.
It was nice having them there. And it is so nice to come back, just to go back to what we were talking about, you know. Home mm-hmm. is so important to me.
Yeah, and we're the Sound of Kentucky here at The Hound, and I'm always a firm believer that Kentucky musicians are unlike any other, mm-hmm. and no matter where they go, they always come back in some way.
Exactly.
Whether it be in their music or physically, like, there's just something about it. It's like a force field that brings us back to this area no matter what. It's we can try and get away, but
yeah,
we can't.
It's a beautiful state, and it has a lot of beautiful people.
Mm-hmm. It's Laura Lewis on Fiddling Around. Here's another tune.
So this next song is called Working on Forgiveness, and it basically, once again, says it as it is. Working on forgiveness gets harder every time, because in this specific situation, I was at a gas station and had an uncomfortable experience with someone, and I was like, huh, not cool at all. So it gets a little more difficult to forgive those specific types of people who think it's okay to say terrible things to women.
Amen.
So this is Working on Forgiveness. They never said sorry, not one time, it's true. Wouldn't apologize for the things they often do. Never tried to fight back, just step past tactfully. To make my assessment on me and you. See them out there watching from afar, sitting on a curbside at the local dive bar. I am nothing special, a simple lonely soul, but it does not matter if laws are self. Harder every time. Seems to me it's common to forget the rules of life. I've got
and think on what to do. 'Cause the wrong decisions, they come crawling back to you. How have you not noticed? It's visible, you know. She's waiting for a taxi with nowhere to go. Open your eyes, brother. You're not in a disguise. Working on forgiveness gets harder every time. I wish there was a book to take a look. Passerbys get to their location safe and sound. Take a look around you at the sun and at the clouds. We all see the same things, people, places we surround. Won't you sit me down for questions?
Harder every time, doesn't it? That's one of those things that I'm always trying to work on. We're all human and we all make mistakes, and we got to give other people the grace that we hope to be given as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially after the pandemic, I feel like since we're all so into our phones and our screens and social media, it's hard to see the person behind everything.
That is so accurate and so true.
Truly. Yeah. Now it's time for a question that I love to ask here on the show. Let's get a better picture of who Laura Lewis is as a musician and an artist. So if you had to do one 3-song set of other people's music to show who you are, what would it be?
Well, the first song that comes to mind is Live Oak by Jason Isbell. That is just a really, really great song. And I feel like that's one of the songs that made me really want to be like, I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. That was one of the first songs. And then I honestly, you know, the producer of my album that just came out was named Rodney Crowell. Very amazing human being, very talented individual. He has a song called I Don't Care Anymore. And it's one of my favorite songs as well. I'm just picking my favorite song. Yeah. So Live Oak, I Don't Care Anymore. And then I'm not really sure. Maybe Poncho and Lefty. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Some, like Gillian Welch.
Gillian Welch. Oh, such an... The Way It Goes. The Way It Goes. Poncho and Lefty was my honorable mention. The Way It Goes, Gillian Welch, had on repeat for a very, very long time.
There you go. That's a good set. That's a good set. I'd be there for it, 100%. Yeah. And throwing Rodney in there. And how long have you known him for?
I have known Rodney for 3 years at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And hopefully many, many more.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. We'll talk about your album. It came out this August.
Yeah, August 2nd.
August 2nd. Yeah, just right around the corner. What was the process like making that bad boy?
Oh, gosh. I love telling this story. So Rodney Crowell means so much to me, just as a friend, as a producer, as anything. Mm-hmm. Rodney is one of my favorite people. He hosts a songwriting camp. He's been doing it for the past few years. In 2020, I signed up. 2020 happened. It did not happen in 2020. Got postponed to 2021. And I went and, you know, I just wanted to learn from one of the greatest songwriters of all time, in my personal opinion. Didn't think anything much else of it. He critiqued one of my songs, and I got to perform a different song in front of him. And he emailed me, was it like 3 days later, from his personal email, and was like, hey, here's my phone number. Use it if you want.
Oh, I remember that day. Wow. Fangirling right there, I'm sure. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Threw it across the room. Was crying. I mean, it was the most... It was the most ridiculous moment ever.
Wow.
I remember when she called me. Like, her mother is my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I thought she'd die.
Oh my gosh.
She was crying. And I'm like, what happened? I thought something was really, really wrong.
It took her about,
I don't know, 45 minutes to calm down and tell me exactly what happened.
And spit it out.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But I remember when you called. It scared me because I thought something had really happened that was not good.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with stuff like that. You're gonna scare some people.
She'd never called, you know, she was hysterical. Oh my goodness. A good hysterical. I just didn't recognize that. Yeah. Hysterical.
My bad. My apologies for that one.
Sorry.
But yeah, so, you know, we went back and forth on what exactly we were gonna do together. You know, we just became friends and I'd go over to his house and we'd exchange songs and just talk and I would just get advice.
You got your own 2020 songwriting camp right there.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I mean, what a dream come true, honestly. But then we got in the studio eventually.
Wow.
And recorded those 9 songs that became my album, Laurel Lewis.
And where'd you record that?
That was Ronnie's place in Nashville.
And is that the first album you've recorded in Nashville?
Not really. There was it's not a secret album.
Ooh.
But it's just an unreleased album.
Okay.
That I did with a couple friends of mine in 2020. I did that in 2020.
Wazza.
Yeah, that's what I did. So actually, a few of the songs that were on this record that just came out with Rodney were on that past record, but very few people have heard that record. I'm not saying it's an amazing record. I ended up working
with some great players.
My gosh. Seth Taylor and Sean Richardson produced. Absolutely amazing people and artists. Oh my gosh. Incredible. Had a great time doing that. Mm-hmm. But I ended up working with Rodney and it just kind of progressed naturally that way.
Oh my gosh. That's just the best. I can't imagine. And how was the actual studio experience? Did they take a care of you down there?
It was pretty terrifying.
Oh gosh.
Nashville's
a scary place sometimes when you get deep into the music world, I'm sure.
Yeah, because we recorded the album very differently.
Really?
The two albums that I did in Nashville. Seth and Sean were really, they really took the lead on the instruments and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this album, I'm playing the guitar on most of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
So it was different.
Yeah.
You know, just for me to sit there and I got in front of the players that were on this record, and Rodney was like, play the song. And so I played it acoustically, just like I am right here in the studio. And that was that. And they followed along, and we recorded it all live, and it was just a beautiful moment. I got to learn so much. It was such an incredible experience.
And it shows through in the album, too. You can really feel how much fun you all are having together.
It was neat to listen, when we were talking earlier from her first album, where you said it was more jazzy, bluesy.
Yeah.
The unreleased album was much more bluegrassy. Seth is, he's Mountain Heart. I mean, that's who did that one. So she kind of, we owe a little bit of thank you to Tim Parks on that one.
Definitely thank you, Tim Parks. Yeah, because that's how me and Seth met. You know, I was doing Ponderosa Pines, and I was opening for Mountain Heart. And then me and Seth got connected from that, and then we just decided to work on the record. It was pretty chill.
Hey there, let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I think it introduced you to a lot of different players in Nashville.
It absolutely did.
Oh, my gosh.
I got to meet.
Separate and apart from the songwriting camp, obviously, but that's a different circle, even though they kind of intertwined. But.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we recorded the secret album. I'm going to call it the secret album. That's a fun thing to say.
Yeah. The secret album. Very mysterious.
Yeah, at Mark Fain's studio, his home studio in Lebanon. He's an incredible bassist. Bass player, love him, heck of a guy. Got to meet him, and then I got to meet Sean Richardson from Seth, who helped or produced the record, and incredible player as well. Yeah, I've not seen the guys in a while, but those memories are, there's something that I always really keep close to my heart.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
And is that album all suited up and hopefully just ready to get a go-ahead to come out?
The secret album?
Yeah, the secret one.
I mean, for the most part, I think it needs to be mastered.
Yeah.
But it's been mixed.
Just a couple of bows
it's a
to the tie.
Album.
It's an incredible album.
I'm dying to hear it.
But it's just a different flavor.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's watching her, you know, as the onlooker from when she was little tiny to now, it's neat just to see the people that she's already played. Todd Phillips, which is one of my very favorite bass players,
yeah,
was on her first album at the ripe old age of 14.
It's crazy.
You know, so just to see the players that she's been introduced to, and not just, hey, my name is Laurel, my name is Madison, whatever, shook their hand and been in the same room. Like, she has played with these people.
She's networking, and yes, she's making a name for herself.
But it's also because people recognize, you know, I think when she was younger, people would think I was being biased just because I was related to her.
Mm-hmm.
Or am still.
Still are.
But I think people thought I was biased, and I was just like, no. And anybody who knows me well enough that I would never, I mean, I just wouldn't say anything at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people who didn't really know, oh, that's your knee, you're just whatever. And then they would hear her, and they'd be like, wow. You know, and she's a killer little guitar player, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
I mean, playing guitar while singing on your own album is a huge, huge thing for anybody, really. I mean, because a lot of people in country and bluegrass, they started off as guitarists and they began singing just because it's part of the do. But having all your instrument background and starting off as a singer, it's a really big achievement to be able to accompany yourself on a recording setting. It really says a lot about your skill level and how much you worked for that skill level there.
Yeah, got it. Like I said, you know, producer of my first album, Ken Holbrook, I would not be the guitar player I am without his assistance and his incredible guidance throughout the years.
It's Laurel Lewis here on Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound, and we've got another tune coming up. What we got?
All right, this next song is called The Maze, and it is just, it was honestly, it might sound weird to say, but it was like a practice session for like story songs. I wrote this when I was 17, and at that point, you know, I'm still learning, but I was really learning at that time. And I just wanted to see what I could do with my imagination. I wanted to create these characters. I wanted to set the scene and do it. And this is The Maze. And it also has a little bit of advice in there as well, because I like to give people, even though I'm not qualified, I still like to do it. Like, let me tell you what I think. It's called The Maze.
When the temperature gets cold outside and you are without warmth, let my lantern guide you, let it move you back and forth. When the sky is turning to a gray navy haze, let me walk beside you, let me take you through the maze. Born without a healer or a leader of some kind, kept myself together through the misery of time. With the years came the experience of learning how to live alone in destitution with nothing much else to give. I met a man in Omaha, he was a lot like me, a rugged combination of this girl from Tennessee. So we started on our way and bid our former lives adieu. Around the country, around the world, in big empty boxcars, everything was breezy till he pawned off my guitar. It was all I had that ever made me feel secure, but until that day I never knew what torture I'd endure. Soon enough, I realized we had made a mistake, leaving our homes for a life we knew we couldn't make. Packed my bags that night and made sure that he never heard. And when I left Chicago, no, I never said he would. There comes a time What comes first, yourself or someone you're destined to lose? Sure enough, when you're ready to make the leap back in, the world of dread comes lingering when whispered words begin. When the temperature gets cold outside and you are without warmth, oh, let my lantern guide you, let it move you back. Let me walk beside you, let me take you through the maze, take you through the maze, take you through the maze.
I'll take advice from you any day, really. It's Laura Lewis on Fiddlin' Around, and we've got a lot of stuff coming up later this year. I mean, you've already done so much this year with your album coming out this month, but I know you've got some shows coming up, so what are you looking forward to?
I certainly do. September is going to be a very busy month.
Whew, watch out.
So, well, actually kicking it off August 31st, I'll be at Third and Lindsley in Nashville opening for Daryl Scott.
Wow. Oh, that'll
pretty
be fun.
Cool. I'm very excited about that one. Never met Daryl. Huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
I am really looking forward to that. And then, let's see, I'm trying to go in order here.
Yeah.
First week of September, mm-hmm. I will be in Boone, North Carolina for the Antlers and Acorns Festival. I'm so excited. You know, we've been talking about Rodney. He's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my favorite songwriters ever, artists ever, John Paul White is also going to be there.
Oh, exciting.
And I'll hopefully get to meet him.
And that's in North Carolina?
That's in North Carolina.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I'm just, yeah, super excited about that. Gonna hang out that week, play some sets, see some other people perform. Gonna be amazing. And then I've got Americana Fest.
Oh, that'll be so fun.
Yeah,
it looks like a great, great time.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. This will be my first time doing Americana Fest. I'm gonna be at Jane's Hideaway on the 18th of September for that. And then get this, I will be doing that show at 9 p.m. And then I will be at the airport probably by 4 a.m. heading up to Boston.
Okay.
Because the next day I have to be in Northampton, Massachusetts. For a gig there with Rodney that mm-hmm. I'm opening for, and then I'm going to go to Maine to open for him again, and then I'm going to go back to Massachusetts to open for him again.
You're hanging out in the Northeast up there.
Wowza. Yeah, doing that, and then after that, I'll be in London, Kentucky.
You're going back home?
Going back home.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the Chicken Festival.
Oh, yeah, the Chicken Festival.
Yes.
Have you played the Chicken Fest before?
I have played the Chicken Fest before. It's been a minute since I've done it.
What's your favorite thing to do there?
Walk around, funnel cake.
Mm. Yum.
That's a good vibe. Look at the different little vendors and all the cool crafty stuff, and just catch up with my friends and people that I haven't seen in a minute.
Are a lot of your hometown friends still living in London?
Yeah, I don't have a lot anymore. I have a couple mm-hmm. that have reached out, but I ended up actually in middle school switching to online school.
Oh, okay.
So since then, I haven't had a lot of hometown friends, because mm-hmm. then I've moved to Nashville, so most of my friends are based there.
Busy.
Yeah, but the ones I've got still want to check in with me, and I'll go have dinner with them, and we'll hang out.
Let's hang out, and the Chicken Fest is the best place to do it.
100%.
Hopefully it's not too hot around September.
You know,
gosh.
That's the thing. You never know.
I feel like the seasons just keep getting pushed back a little bit every year.
I
like,
said the same thing.
Yeah, August feels like July,
and
you really never know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
But hopefully it's good weather for you, and hopefully the rest of the year goes well for you as well. And
you're
writing out that album release that was earlier this month.
Yeah.
And looking forward to hearing more from you soon, because I know you've got lots and lots of tunes that you're churning out, and we're happy to hear them. So, two more tunes today with Laura Lewis on Fiddlin' Around. Hopefully some unreleased stuff as well.
Yeah.
And let's have some fun. Let's go.
All right. This next song is a newer one that is not on a record, but hopefully might be in the future. I got the inspiration from this from my aunt, who's in the studio with us. Thank you, JJ. it's called L Out of Lover, and she called me and was like, I got a really good idea for a song. You take it or leave it, but it's a good idea. Take the L Out of Lover and it's over. And I was like, all right, no, we don't we got something there. Something's there. That's pretty awesome. So this is what we came up with, because I asked Rodney to help me with this, and this is what happened. Been a month since I saw you. You made it clear that you were done. We sat outside and cried together in the light of morning sun. Well, it's okay because I'm moving. Go to find a better place. I don't have much time for reason, but when I'm looking at your face, I take the L out of lover and it's over now. Take the heart out of heartbreak so you can carry on somehow. Let the tears dry up and hope the good times last. Take the me out. I'm through living in the past. Drive a 90 in a 50 on a road in which I'm lost. This old map is one big U-turn. I must have got my wires crossed. I'm out here waiting for my mother to tell me that I'm in the wrong. I'm thinking one way or another. I know where I don't belong. I take the L out of lover and it's over now. Take the heart out of heartbreak so you can carry on somehow. Take the L out of lover and it's over now. Take the heart out of heartbreak so you can carry on somehow. Let the tears dry up and hope the good times last. Take the me out of the memories I'm through living in the past. Take me out of the memories I'm through living in the past. Take the me out of the memories I'm through living in the past. This is Laurel Lewis. Thank you so much for tuning in to Fiddling Around on 96.1 The Hound. It's been a pleasure being here. I was trying to debate on which song to do, and we asked the dog in the studio, Davis, to either sit for option A, stand for option B. We came to a decision, but first, if you would like to check out my music, you can find that on pretty much any streaming platform you can think of. I haven't not doing physical copies at the moment, but streaming, you got it there. And then my Instagram is at the Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Facebook, you can find me at Laurel Lewis. Send me a message. Tell me the song is good. Tell me it's bad. I love feedback. It's been a great time. All right. This is Rhinestones. We've been doing this a while. Had a glistening grin, lifestyle so easy. People said we were a dream. The greatest match they've ever seen, so breezy.
that world, it stops spinning around. You could cover us in rhinestones, but we still won't shine. We're broken down to the bone, the stars just don't align. You could glam us up like Dolly to make that perfect gleam, but our love's so melancholy, a fading celestial beam. Deep inside, I know you know that's true.